You are about to listen to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
What do they talk about?
Astronomy, you know, stuff that's far away.
How far?
Well,
this stuff is far.
It's really far.
This stuff is far, far, far away. We're talking far.
Like uber far.
You can't get there by car today. It's super duper crazy far. But not just pulsars, quasars, and stars. We mean it's far.
Far, far,
far, far. If there's some doubt, listen to a shout.
This stuff is far.
The IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of 365 Days of Astronomy. My name is Juan Guevara Torres, host of Technocasters, the best technology podcast in Espanol.
And I am Graeme, an artificial intelligence text-to-speech engine specifically designed for broadcasting. I hope you like my voice. Today Juan and I will co-host this episode of 365 Days of Astronomy.
Please check out 365daysofastronomy.com for more information about this podcast and the many ways you can support our effort to bring you a cool astronomy podcast every day of 2010 and now extending it to every day of 2011.
According to an article published on the BBC recently, scientists discovered that Rhea, the second biggest moon of Saturn, has an atmosphere of oxygen and carbon dioxide. It is incredibly thin, however. The density of O2, for example, is probably about 5 trillion times less dense than the oxygen that blankets Earth.
The presence of an exosphere, as it is more properly called, was confirmed by instruments on the Cassini probe, which orbits the ring planet and its moons. Oxygen exosphere has been seen at Jupiter moons Europa and Ganymede, but this is the first time such a detection has been made in the Saturnian system.
Rhea's thin atmosphere is maintained by high-energy particles that constantly bombard the moon's icy surface. Dr. Thielis from the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas, says, as the magnetic field rotates around Saturn, particles carried in the field slam into the hemisphere of Rhea that's facing their flow. They hit that hemisphere and break water molecules on the surface. The atoms are then rearranging themselves to make O2 molecules, which are sputtered from the surface by additional impacting particles.
Previous efforts to try to identify an exosphere at Rhea using Earth telescopes and even the remote sensing instruments on the Cassini probe had failed. Only by getting up close to Rhea could Cassini make a positive detection. What we have been able to do now with Cassini is actually fly through this atmosphere and measure it. That is to sniff it and to taste it, and to find out what is it made of. Said co-author Professor Andrew Coates from the Mueller Space Science Laboratory, University College London, in the UK.
All this suggests is that these kinds of exospheres may be very common, said Dr. Thielis. There are different moons at Saturn and at Uranus, for example, which should be massive enough to hold an atmosphere. And, presumably, this kind of thing is duplicated billions of times throughout the galaxy. This could be something happening all over the place. Cassini's mission has been extended up to until 2017, when it will be commanded to destroy itself by plunging into Saturn's atmosphere.
Well, that is all for us today. Be sure to check www.365daysofastronomy.com to keep up with this podcast. And for those who love gadgets and technology and speak a little bit of Spanish, don't forget to subscribe to Technocasters, the best technology podcast in Espanol. You can be in touch with us in our website at www.technocasters.com. That's techno without the H. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/GuevaraJD.
Well, yeah. Juan, let me spell out to our audience your Twitter account so they can follow you. Since you always make everything a bit more complicated. You can follow Juan on Twitter at www.twitter.com/GUEVARAJD. Please do so. He always gets excited with new followers. you know. It's the human thing.
Gee, thank you very much, Graham. Anyways, my name is Juan Guevara Torres, host of Technocasters.
And I am Graham. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Additional support for this episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is provided by Wayne Robertson, who encourages you to join him in supporting this great podcast.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.